This is The Best of Investing on AM 1220 KDOW, the show that brings you valuable information about real estate, the financial markets, and other economic business of the day. Your host, Edward Brown, is a nationally recognized expert on money and investing who has appeared on CNN and has published numerous articles in national business magazines and newspapers. Now, your host for The Best of Investing, Edward Brown.
Welcome. You're listening to The Best of Investing. I'm your host, Edward Brown, along with my co-host, Nam Phan of Pacific Private Money. Mark Hanf is off today. Our phone number is 888-912-1190. Use that number to answer the trivia questions for a five-pack tanning certificate given away during this show. The certificate's not sponsored by the radio station, but by Tan Bella Tanning Salon, with two locations in San Francisco and one in Marin. It's worth about $100. And if you don't want it, you can give it away to somebody else. So it's a nice little gift, right? Okay, today's trivia theme is general trivia. Nam, you've got some, you got an interesting article for us.
Yeah, there's an article that came out this week. I don't remember what publication it is. I printed it out but didn't have the heading here. But it says, were it a country, the Bay Area's economy would be larger than Saudi Arabia's, getting rich from its residents' mines rather than minerals pumped from the ground, according to a new report. And it said the Bay Area's annual growth rate of 4.3% over the past 3 years was nearly double that of the U.S. as a whole. If we were a country, the Bay Area, not California, we would be behind only 18 other countries in terms of total GDP.
Yeah, because California is what, like the ninth or
fourth seven, or fifth?
Fourth now? Wow.
Yeah.
That's so amazing. They're richer than Saudi Arabia, especially with barrel oil. With oil. It's $73 a barrel.
Yeah, well, you know, and it's not just tech, too. There's a diversity of industries here, which in the article it says the diversity of the Bay Area economy should hopefully lead to more resilience in the next downturn.
And just wait, if we had offshore drilling in California.
Great. No,
I'm just teasing people.
It says tech jobs boomed since the end of the recession, growing 45% to more than 750,000 workers in 2017. Overall employment in the region grew by 26%. The other thing, though, and this is interesting because it leads into another article. It says the per capita GDP of the nine-county Bay Area is nearly $80,000, ranked first among U.S. Major metro regions. Mm-hmm. But in another article, it says the Bay Area is so expensive, earning $117,400 a year qualifies you as low income in some counties.
And welfare.
Right. So in spite of the booming economy, yeah, it's still very hard to be able to afford. And yet another article talks about how millennials in home ownership for those 25 to 34 years old was just 37%, around 8 percentage points lower than the two previous generations at the same age.
Yeah.
So there's a number of different... Overall, the economy is great.
Yep.
But affordability for housing is still tough here. So it's still a tight market for housing. You know, they're not building enough. And so we see scenarios all the time where people aren't quite there in terms of qualifying for a conventional loan. Yeah. or they're competing against all cash buyers and they have a home to sell. So we're busier than ever on the private lending side.
At Pacific Private Money.
Yeah, because of a lot of these influences.
Because they've also talked about, you know, oh, everybody's fleeing the state because of that. But that's not really the case either, is it?
No. In fact, you know, part of the reason why millennials can't afford is they're moving to the densely populated areas, the essentially major metros, which are many of the areas experiencing the greatest amount of home price appreciation.
San Francisco. That's
yeah. So by moving here, it's very attractive for a lot of different reasons, or a lot of major metros, LA included. It's harder to afford these markets. So that's part of the reason why in this article it states that millennials aren't buying at the same rate as previous generations. It's just they're not living in the suburbs. They're choosing, in general, to move in high-density areas.
I mean, there was a time, 10 years ago when the Great Recession happened where a lot of people were gun-shy about buying. Mm-hmm. You know, once it became 2009, 10, 11, they just said, you know what, who wants to own a home? Look what's going on. Prices are going down.
Right.
So I don't know how many of those people decided to change their mind and they jump back into the market.
Yeah, probably. Sure. Probably. And we'll touch on some of these articles again later. I think there's more good nuggets of information for people.
Okay. Very good. I want to make a quick mention here for the Renaissance Indian Wells Resort and Spa, which is a desert oasis for a family getaway in the Coachella Valley. It's the perfect place to recharge and relax poolside in the sandy beach area or send the kids off for a day of camp at Camp Oasis. The world-class resort features well-appointed guest rooms, 5 restaurants, and a rejuvenating spa. Plus, you can book your summer family getaway today, and your kids eat free. Check them out at renindianwells.com for details, or call 760-773-4444. Okay, so moving on here to our first trivia question. We're talking general trivia here. Which Flintstones character was absent from the Flintstone vitamins until 1996? That's kind of a weird question. Call 888-912-1190 to answer this question, and you'll win the first caller with the correct answer is going to win the tanning certificate. Which Flintstones character was absent from the Flintstone vitamins until 1996? So something must have happened in 1996 where that character
protested,
yeah. Said, hey, wait a minute, I want a Flintstone vitamin named after me.
What I want to know is who's the one who actually tracked that. Did they go every year and they go, still not on the bottle?
Exactly, yeah. Or why wasn't this character on to begin with? I don't know the answer to that, but we'll find out. All right, don't touch that dial. The Best of Investing is going to be right back.
For more information on today's topic, call Edward Brown directly at 888-912-1190. That's 888-912-1190. The Best of Investing will continue in a moment on AM 1220 KDOW.
It's no secret that the wealthiest people in the world often use real estate to become rich. For almost a decade, clients of Pacific Private Money have consistently earned 7.5% or more secured by Bay Area real estate. This is not a REIT. It's a mortgage-backed investment where you earn like the banks. Look around. Tell me who's bold enough to promote annual yields of 7.5% or more. Call Pacific Private Money and join thousands of other Bay Area investors who have watched their income grow. A 7.5% return secured with Bay Area real estate is certainly worth looking into. For more information, go to PacificPrivateMoney.com. That's PacificPrivateMoney.com. Or call 415-883-2150. PacificPrivateMoney.com.
All investments have inherent risk due to market fluctuation, and your individual results may vary based on the investment. This station does not guarantee nor endorse any investments or investment strategies.
The Renaissance Indian Wells Resort and Spa is a desert oasis for a family getaway in the Coachella Valley. It's the perfect place to recharge and relax poolside in our sandy beach area, or send the kids off for a day of fun at Camp Oasis. This world-class resort features well-appointed guest rooms, 5 restaurants, and a rejuvenating spa. Plus, book your summer family getaway today, and your kids eat free. See renindianwells.com for details, or call 760-773-4444.
This is Mark Hanf, co-host of The Best of Investing. Are you concerned about volatility in the stock market? Have low interest rates got you wondering if you'll ever earn enough to retire? Pacific Private Money has a high-yield solution with safety and security features not found in many traditional investments. Clients of Pacific Private Money earn yields averaging 8%, secured by Bay Area real estate at conservative values. Now, this is not a REIT. This is a mortgage-secured investment producing yields averaging 8%. Join the thousands of Bay Area residents who have learned one of the best-kept secrets in secured, high-yield investing. For more information, call Pacific Private Money at 415-883-2150 or visit our website at pacificmoneyfund.com. That's 415-883-2150 or visit our website at pacificmoneyfund.com.
Now, back to the Best of Investing with your host, Edward Brown, on AM 1220 KDOW.
Welcome back to the Best of Investing. Edward Brown here, along with Nam Phan of Pacific Private Money. Our first trivia question was, which Flintstone character was absent from the Flintstone vitamins until 1996?
Barney Rubble?
No, his wife, Betty Rubble. I have no idea why.
There's some backstory we'll have to investigate.
Exactly.
I'll get on it.
Want to make a quick mention here also for the Transcendence Theater. I don't know if you've ever gone to any of their performances, but they're pretty fantastic. They have this Broadway Under the Stars in Jack London State Park. You ever been there? In Glen Ellen?
Not.
It is awesome. You sit in these grounds, and then they have a theater. It's an outdoor theater.
Yeah.
And during the summertime, they do these plays.
I went to the Mountain Play for the first time this year.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's right.
It's great.
It's along those lines.
Okay.
These guys are really good. They're actually better than Broadway. I got to say, they're better than Broadway. Check them out. Go to bestnightever.org and look at the schedule. You got to go to at least one of them. Okay. Continue on with the article that you have.
Oh, yeah. So this article about the Bay Area economy, one of the people mentioned is Chris Thornburg. He's an economist that we follow a lot. He's a really, really sharp guy. He's a founder of research firm Beacon Economics. He said, you'll have continued growth in the Bay Area. I don't see any reason for it to slow down. Tech continues to thrive, but tech grows at the expense of older parts of the economy. So across California, less expensive regions like the Inland Empire and San Joaquin Valley are seeing greater population growth. Part of that is that he was saying that every time a new Google worker moves in, an old economy worker moves out. So, which means that, you know, high tech, high paying jobs are displacing some of the old economy jobs where
people use an abacus.
Yeah, the abacus industry is on its last legs right now. But they're moving out either out of state or in other counties like San Joaquin Valley or the Inland Empire. So people are moving. There is migration out of the Bay Area, but it's not necessarily out of California. It could be other counties in California that are less expensive or more affordable.
So are those areas growing?
Because
Stockton, I know, was actually kind of growing.
Yeah, so he says here, less expensive regions like the Inland Empire, Sacramento area, San Joaquin are seeing greater population growth.
Which theoretically would mean those prices are going up.
Yeah. And then last year, Riverside County alone added 36,000 people, the third highest of any U.S. county.
A lot of people.
Yeah. So the people leaving the Bay Area and the state altogether were concentrated in lower paying sectors like sales, transportation, and food prep, which meant they would be less affected by the state's higher tax rates. So it's really interesting. I mean, California, the bottom line is Bay Area continues to be a hugely vibrant marketplace.
So I wonder what happens with the lower paying jobs, you know, be it McDonald's, let's say, as an example. Where do those people live then?
Kind of the out, probably the fringe areas, or maybe they're, you know, larger, more people in one household.
Oh, yeah.
That could be it. But, you know, what's interesting is, I mean, using McDonald's as an example, you ever drive up to the drive-thru, oftentimes the person greeting you is a recording now. And then afterwards, it's the actual person taking your order, saying that's so, you know, things like that are... You know, there's some automation going on there.
Well, I'm just waiting for Amazon to send a drone to drop off my McDonald's Big Mac.
That's probably not too far off.
Not too far off. Tell you what, I got an email here that came in. And this is, you know, primarily for, I guess, anybody at Pacific Private Money. So you can answer this question. Is when does it make sense to do a loan, a second mortgage, if ever? Like, does it ever make sense to make a second mortgage?
You know, we do seconds. So we do lend on seconds. And some of the common scenarios that come our way, I mean, they don't represent all of them, but some of the ones that we see are, you know, somebody could refinance. Obviously, somebody could refinance their first if they have a lot of equity.
Okay.
And, let's say they have $100,000 first on $1 million property. Well, somebody could say, well, I'll just refi and do $200,000. But if they have a really low interest rate on that first, it won't make sense, economic sense. If you know, they get $200,000, but now their rate went from, you know, 4% to 5.5% or something like that. Maybe it's maybe they only need $50,000. That's when it could make a second could make sense. Is when their first is such a great rate that refinancing it to get more money out of the house just doesn't make sense.
Gotcha. I know an example that I was personally involved with a few years ago where the property was supposedly worth $315,000, and when we checked it out, it was correct. It really was worth $315,000. And this person wanted a second mortgage of $79,000. And you go, okay, well, that's okay, but what's the first? Well, the first was only 19,000.
Right.
And so, but it was at like, you know, 2.5%, and mm-hmm. it was fixed for, you know, another 25 years or something, and they didn't want to disturb it. So yes. They were willing to pay a higher interest rate on the second because the combined with the first and the second it still made gave them a decent rate.
Right.
But now, you know, some people, when they hear, oh, no, never invest in a second mortgage. Well, wait a minute. You got a property worth $315,000. And the first is only $19,000, and they're only needing $79,000. I mean, that's less than 30% loan to value.
Right.
And if anything goes wrong, all you have to do is pay off the first, and then now you've got your second becomes one big first. So,
right.
You know, what you don't want is to do, you know, $100,000 second behind an $800,000 first, and the property's worth $1 million.
Right.
Then it doesn't make sense.
Yeah. And somebody, you know, just because somebody has a low interest rate first doesn't mean, and they come to us for a second, doesn't mean we'll do it. For that exact reason.
Yeah.
If I have a huge first and I'm coming and I need a small second, well, we may not, as a company, we may not do that loan just because the first, we don't want to be behind a big first.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So you mean you don't just, anybody walks in and just wants a mortgage, you don't just don't give it to them?
Right. Of course.
You look like a nice guy. Sure, we'll give you a mortgage. Yeah. Actually, you guys say no a lot, don't you?
We do. We do say no typically 9 out of 10 times. Another reason why somebody may want a second is just because of speed, too. I mean, regardless of what the rate is on their first, let's say that they want to do some repairs on their home before they put it on the market.
Okay.
And, you know, maybe it's not a huge amount, but they just want to get it done, and working with a bank might take too long. So in that case, people come to us for speed, and they know they're going to exit out of our loan as soon as they sell.
Yep.
Either refinance or just pay it off completely. But really for them, it's just the hassle. They don't want to deal with going through a bank for, you know, 45 to 60 day process.
And if the numbers make sense, potentially you might even make a third mortgage.
Yeah. So in some cases, it makes sense to make a third. And again, sort of the same overall analysis we do. You know, how big is the first?
Yeah,
how big is the second?
Exactly, yeah.
If are the first and the second, you know, from the same bank?
Lender? Yeah,
with the same
exactly.
lender. So there's a lot of circumstances, and sometimes people, every story we do, every scenario that we end up funding, whether it's a first, a second, commercial, business purpose, and we'll get into that a little bit later.
Yeah, because I want you to tell the audience about your track record.
Yeah.
Okay, so here's our second trivia question. What was the name of Henry Ford's only son? Call 888-912-1190. If you're the first caller with the correct answer, you're going to win that tanning certificate, which is worth over $100. What was the name of Henry Ford's only son? All right. And when we come back, Nam Phan from Pacific Private Money is going to get into the track record of Pacific Private Money. You're going to want to listen to this because it's very impressive. All right. Don't touch that dial. The Best of Investing will be right back.
You're listening to The Best of Investing with your host, Edward Brown. For more information, visit bestofinvesting.com. That's bestofinvesting.com. More in a moment on AM 1220 KDOW.
Have you wondered how the banks make all their money? Have you ever wanted to be on the bank side of the deal? At Pacific Private Money, their clients are doing just that. For almost a decade, clients of Pacific Private Money have consistently earned high yields on their investments, earning returns of 7.5% or more secured by Bay Area real estate at conservative values. As most baby boomers know, it's important to earn consistent, above-market returns on their savings and retirement accounts. Let's face it, most of us are not on track to achieve the level of retirement income we'll need to fund the lifestyle we want. High-yield alternative investment strategies like Pacific Private Money's mortgage-backed investments might be just the thing you need to boost the income in your retirement accounts. Annual yields of 7.5% and more are not uncommon using these simple strategies. Join the thousands of Bay Area residents who have learned one of the best-kept secrets in investing. For more information, call them at 415-883-2150 or visit their website at pacificprivatemoney.com. You've probably heard about earning high returns investing in real estate through crowdfunding and other online platforms, but do you know where the real estate is located? At Pacific Private Money, we invest primarily in local Northern California real estate, and our clients earn yields of 7.5% or more secured by deeds of trust at conservative values. To find out more about one of the best-kept secrets in secured, high-yield investing, go to PacificPrivateMoney.com or call 415-883-2150.
Hi, this is Mark Hanf, president of Pacific Private Money. How would you like to earn 8% or more per year in today's low-interest rate environment? At Pacific Private Money, we've been paying more than 8%. How do we do that? Well, we lend money secured by real estate, almost exclusively in California and primarily in the Bay Area. We keep our loans very conservative by keeping the loan portfolio under 70%. In fact, we are actually less than 60% loan-to-value right now. There's no fee to get in and no fee to get out if you stay in for 2 years. Call us now at 415-883-2150 for more information or go to PacificMoneyFund.com.
You're listening to The Best of Investing on AM 1220 KDOW. Once again, your host, Edward Brown.
Welcome back to The Best of Investing. I'm Edward Brown, and he is Nam Phan. Him, that guy over there on the other side of the microphone.
Me.
You. All right. So tell us, Nam, who? What was the name of Henry Ford's only son?
Henry.
No. Think of an old Ford.
Oh, geez, old Ford.
Edsel.
Oh.
That was his name, Edsel. That's not a trick question, but one. Okay, interesting. Okay. All right, and on to bigger and better things. So we told the audience, we teased them a little bit about saying how good your track record is, that we give that information when we got back.
Yeah, so our track record, going back to 2008, which is when we launched, we've funded over, I think at this point, 1,400 plus loans, yep. Really close to $500 million in loan volume, zero losses. So, okay. I mean, obviously, you know, as lenders, you have people who don't pay on time or who pay late, or sometimes, worst case scenarios, you have to file a notice of default or take the property back and go through a foreclosure process. We've gone through all of those. So, you know, we've had some loans that go south in terms of the borrower not paying and having to take the property back. Bottom line, though, is there's a lot that happens between when somebody doesn't pay and when we have to liquidate the property, sell it. That doesn't necessarily result in a loss. Oftentimes, it actually results in a profit. And because if you're underwriting correctly, and if you're initially when you're making a loan, if you have, you know, a certain minimum loan to value that you stick to. So for us, it's 70% loan to value. Mm-hmm. There's some equity there. Hopefully there's some equity there, and there is. There has been. So we've been fortunate that, you know, in spite of any late borrowers or properties that we've had to foreclose and take back, bottom line is out of the 1,400 plus loans and close to $500 million, we've never had any loss of principal for our investors.
And there are times when you don't have to take a property back, but you file a notice of default, and then 3 months later, before the actual foreclosure, the borrower comes up with the money.
Oh, yeah.
And then they also pay late fees.
Right. And there's countless times that happens. Those are great. Ultimately, we want to work with the borrowers. We're not the type of lenders who, and we've gotten a great reputation for this, I'd like to say, and pat ourselves on the back, but we work with the borrowers. We just don't go straight to filing notice. We're not loan to own. Yeah, that's a industry term.
Well, here's the other thing too, is a lot of people, you know, they may say, 2008, you weren't through the hard times. But actually, if you're making loans in 2008, 9, and 10, the market was still going down.
Right,
So it's pretty impressive that you didn't have any losses. Now, the fund hasn't been around since 2008. It's only been around since 2013.
Correct.
What has happened since that, you know, since it started?
Since the fund started?
Yeah.
In terms of just the returns, the types of loans
again,
that we
no
do.
Losses.
Yeah, no losses. I think we've had lent on 300 some odd properties, loans, of which currently we have about 95, 96 loans in the portfolio.
Okay, because they turn over pretty quickly.
Yeah, a lot of our loans are short term, not all of them. We have some loans that are in there 24, 36 months, but we also do a lot of bridge loans. So the overall mix is pretty healthy in terms of the turnover rate.
Yeah, because you're not like a regular bank making 30-year loans. That's not your model.
Right. Our model is typically high revolution of capital.
Okay. And what kind of yield can the investors, or have they been seeing?
They've been seeing 7.5% to 8% since inception. It's been very, very steady since 2013, since we launched on the fund side.
And usually the maximum loan to value is about 70%.
Mm-hmm. But the weighted average for the fund itself is about 55%.
Okay. So. And then, every once in a while, you might go above 70 if it's a property that seems like in your backyard or something.
Yeah. Okay. Again, we evaluate each loan scenario on its merits own.
What about geography? Where do you lend?
We lend throughout California. So, and some out of state.
Some out of state. Okay. Yeah. What out of state loans do you have?
We have a few in Minnesota, I think Pennsylvania.
Okay.
But it's through another firm that provides the capital to the borrowers and their hypothecated notes.
Okay. So it's not necessarily some guy from Pennsylvania calls you up and says, hey, will you lend on my house?
Right.
It's a California
company.
Lending to a lender who's borrowing against his portfolio, against their portfolio.
Yeah. Okay. And it represents a small percentage of our total loan volume and total units. Number of loans too.
And are you only lending on residential homes?
Nope. Some commercial.
Okay.
So not just residential. And sometimes people, we don't want to give people that impression that we just lend on residential. There's a lot of scenarios that we see that are ultimately they're residential.
Okay.
And in the Bay Area, a lot of them are residential, but there's always a mix of some commercial in there as well.
And then can you give a little explanation about, people think that it's business purpose versus consumer and owner occupied?
Yeah. So a common question, or maybe not as common as we often get, but people sometimes think business purpose versus a business loan.
Mm-hmm.
Or consumer or owner occupied versus non-owner occupied.
Okay.
So a business purpose just essentially means that it's a loan that they're needing for a property that they're not living in as their primary residence. Okay. It could mean that they're using it for their business, but that business could also be fixing and flipping properties. So everything we do is the underlying asset or collateral is real estate. Okay. Now, whether they use that money, so like our deal of the week is somebody who's using $500,000 for their business. They were going to get an inheritance, but they owned their home free and clear, so they used the equity from their home.
Until the inheritance comes in.
Right. Okay. But it's business purpose. It's not a business loan per se, because business loan could be unsecured.
Okay. Yeah.
Like an SBA loan.
Or backed by a piece of equipment.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay. Because you only do real estate loans.
Exactly. So that's a point of clarification that we should probably bring up every once in a while.
Okay. And the same thing, what kind of commercial loans do you have?
Commercial, I don't know the actual properties or portfolio, but we've made some commercial loans on like storage.
Okay.
Units. And where there was, and in that case too, I think there was residential real estate in a cross-collateralized situation.
Okay. So. And then if I understand correctly, there is like one loan in there that's a gas station?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, there's a gas station in there. Don't have the details of it. But probably something we can cover up in a future radio show.
But it has paid, though. I mean,
they're
not
behind. Consistent. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. As I mentioned earlier, every scenario, we evaluate on its own merits. Okay. So.
All right. Last trivia question we have here is, how many teaspoons are in a tablespoon? And I'll give you a hint. Somewhere between 0 and 20.
I think I know.
All right. Call 888-912-1190 to answer this question. I have to give you one easy one, right? How many teaspoons are in a tablespoon? All right? And that's our trivia question. Call 888-912-1190. If you're the first caller with the correct answer, you're going to win that tanning certificate. And don't touch that dial. The Best of Investing will be right back.
For more information on today's topic, call Edward Brown directly at 888-912-1190. That's 888-912-1190. The Best of Investing will continue in a moment on AM 1220 KDOW.
For almost a decade, Pacific Private Money has been providing investors with returns exceeding 7.5%. Pacific Private Money has a high-yield solution with safety and security features not found in many traditional investments. Their clients currently earn yields averaging 7.5%, secured by Northern California real estate at conservative values. This is not a REIT. This is a mortgage-secured investment currently paying over 7.5%. For more information, go to pacificprivatemoney.com or call 415-883-2150.
Celebrate summer with vineyards, wine, food trucks, and award-winning performances at Broadway Under the Stars in Jack London State Park. Produced by Transcendence Theater Company, Broadway Under the Stars has wowed audiences for the last 6 years in Sonoma Valley. Experience what USA Today named as one of the top outdoor concert venues in America you shouldn't miss. Reserve tickets now to Broadway Under the Stars and make it a romantic date, a girls' night out, or a festive family outing. You'll experience world-class wine and picnicking, while Broadway performers from shows such as Wicked, Mamma Mia, and The Book of Mormon thrill you with song and dance under the stars in Sonoma's Valley of the Moon. Don't miss this award-winning wine country tradition. Experience Broadway Under the Stars this summer in Sonoma's Jack London Park. Reserve your tickets now at bestnightever.org. That's bestnightever.org.
The Renaissance Indian Wells Resort and Spa is a desert oasis for a family getaway in the Coachella Valley. It's the perfect place to recharge and relax poolside in our sandy beach area, or send the kids off for a day of fun at Camp Oasis. This world-class resort features well-appointed guest rooms, 5 restaurants, and a rejuvenating spa. Plus, book your summer family getaway today, and your kids eat free. See RenIndianWells.com for details.
Now, or back to the best of investing with your host, Edward Brown, on AM 1220 KDOW.
Welcome back to the best of investing. One more time, I'm Edward Brown, your host, along with Nam Phan of Pacific Private Money. Here was our last trivia question. How many teaspoons are in a tablespoon?
Criminy, my wife's going to kill me. Is it 2?
And the survey says, it's 3.
3. Oh, my goodness.
Isn't that crazy? What?
That is crazy.
I know. I always thought it was two teaspoons in a tablespoon.
Who's the maniac that came up with that?
I don't know. I know. Why would it be 3? That's kind of weird. Okay. So, Num, do you want to...
Deal of the week.
Yeah, give us a deal of the week.
So, I was touching on the deal of the week earlier. So, a borrower comes to us, Los Gatos. They were going to get an inheritance. Had a home that's free and clear, $3.8 million.
Wow.
Yeah. Needed $500,000 for their business. Not sure what their business was. But so we look at it. You've got a home free and clear. You want to borrow $500 against essentially close to $4 million. And you're going to get an inheritance. That's the kind of deal that we would do.
And why didn't they go to the bank?
I think this was a speed issue.
Speed.
Yeah. Okay. So again, speed issue. And... gosh, I hope the banks continue to take as long as they take, because, you know, these are, you know, if we were back in the old days, banker down the street where, you know, everyone knows you and you come up with a story like this, most bankers 50 years ago would said, yes, absolutely.
And yeah, I wonder how fast, what's the fastest a bank can really move, though, because, you know, you have to get an appraisal.
Right.
I mean, for the bank, they have to get an appraisal.
Yeah, I don't know how fast they can move, but apparently they needed this loan pretty quickly. I mean, we were able to fund it and close it. It was 13% loan to value.
That's a pretty conservative deal.
Right. Los Gatos, too.
Yeah.
So
yeah, it's not out in the boonies.
Yeah, so it's a great opportunity.
I like it.
Yeah. So I wanted to go back to some of the articles.
Wait,
I
think before we do, though, hold on. People are listening and going, this sounds pretty good, and right now the fund is paying around 7.5%. If they're interested in investing in the fund, how do they get a hold of you?
Yes. The question of the week. No, they can call us, 415-883-2150. That's the number to our office. And you can ask for me, Nam Phan, or you can go onto our website, www.pacificprivatemoney.com. We don't have any events coming up, certainly not July and August. It's people are taking vacation. So we'll do our next event in September, to be determined where we promised everyone we would be out in the South Bay and the Peninsula, but not sure yet. More details to come. But if you're interested in investing, just give us a call, 415-883-2150, or you can fill out a form on our website at www.pacificprivatemoney.com, and happy to talk to you and give you more information about our fund.
Okay.
Oh yeah, so going back to some of these articles, back to millennials. It's always interesting. Some other factors that show why the rate of homeownership is declining is they're delaying marriage. So a study calculates that the marriage rate in 2015 was the same as it was in 1990. Millennial homeownership rate would have been 5 percentage points higher.
So aren't some people, you know, they're living together and buying a home?
Even probably, if they're not getting married? Yeah, even if they're not getting married, but in general, they're not settling down. They're waiting longer to settle down. And a lot of them just are choosing to rent. So, you know, for the realtors or mortgage brokers out there, or some of you who are parents of millennials, I don't know. Is that good news? Your kids are going to be in your basement for a little bit longer.
Well, some of it is the settling down part, but a lot of it, you've got to think there's got to be, they don't have the down payment.
Yeah, that's part of it too. Oh, yeah. So another factor is higher student debt than previous generations. So there's a lot of factors influencing it. I mean, the millennial generation is one of the biggest after baby boomers, or maybe it's even larger at this point. But so in aggregate, the gross number of people buying is high, but the percent on a percentage basis versus other generations, it's a smaller number because of higher student debt. Moving into and preferring more densely populated in indirectly more expensive metro areas, and they're just waiting longer to settle down, partially because people are living longer these days too.
But also, so they want the experience, you know.
Right they're into less material possessions and more into the experience of things.
Wonder where that came from. You know, it's just kind of weird how it's kind of as a generation.
Sometimes generations do the opposite of what their parents did.
Yeah, because so, I remember like in the 80s, it was like, man, it's all about me. I got to make as much money as I can.
And, right. And I think that's part of the influences. They saw, you know, our generation spending it all on material goods and maybe seeing that, you know, did it make us any happier? So no, who knows? But oftentimes they do the opposite of their parents.
It made the car dealership happy.
Yeah, not these days, though. Who knows what will happen with car dealerships and car ownership. So I think ownership of material possessions in general is going down, and it's more on experience, like you were saying. Cool. So, but at the end of the day, I mean, in a local, you know, everything's local, so our local economy is still super vibrant. We're busier than ever this month, July. You know, we had a slower June. Things slowed down a little bit, but July is, you know, it's just like last year, June was busy and July was slow. It's just, maybe it's flip-flopped a little bit.
Huh.
And we're extremely busy right now. People are back in the home buying mode this month. So we're seeing a lot of scenarios where we're helping people out who have a home that they want to put on the market, but they want to purchase first, or their home is on the market and they're in contract and they can't close concurrently.
Yeah. So, a lot of people do not want to move twice.
Yeah, that's.
And since you don't have a prepayment penalty on your loans, you know, it's just the extra interest that they have to pay that gets expensive.
Exactly. So our bridge loan is really popular right now. We're doing a lot. We have a lot in the pipeline right now of loans that are bridge loans. Many of them cross. Many of them are the scenarios where the homeowner just doesn't can't close concurrently.
And as I understand it, too, one of the advantages that Pacific Private Money has is the fact that you can do these consumer owner-occupied loans, whereas a lot of lenders are not licensed in that area.
Right. A lot of private lenders don't have the licensing and don't want to go through the licensing and the resources to do consumer owner-occupied because it's disclosure-heavy. There's more rights for the borrower. Where business purpose or non-owner occupied, it's a different set of regulations.
Like the Wild West.
Not necessarily the Wild West, but you know, there is more capital pouring into private money in general, but it is pouring more into the non-owner occupied.
And the fix
and flip type of lending.
Is there still a lot of fix and flip out there? Because I know that it got squeezed quite a bit.
There is, and there's going to be more of it. You know, and I mentioned this in previous shows where the baby boomers, there's 60 million households where the homes haven't been improved in 2 decades.
Oh, wow.
So as those boomers downsize or move out or maybe expand the footprint of their home, mm-hmm. Because family members are staying, because the kids are moving out of the basement and into the first floor, but they need more space, then there's going to be still a fair amount of fix and flip. for those 60 million homes that need updating. And for us, we'll see a percentage of that, but we'll also, you know, something we talk about on the show as well previously, we'll start seeing more of the construction lending taking place.
Because of the fires, right. Specifically because of them. And the thing is, a lot of those people, you know, for no fault of their own, per se, you know, have a lower FICO score than another person, and you, they're not going to be able to get a loan. So even though they have insurance proceeds, a lot of people are underinsured.
Right. They're underinsured, and maybe their FICO isn't where it needs to be to get a bank financing. So we'll see that. But that's going to take time, and we can end the next segment on a little bit more information on the construction going on in the North Bay.
Okay. So we don't have another trivia question. We already asked our three trivia questions. So stay with us. You're listening to The Best of Investing. When we come back, we're going to have some closing comments. All right? Don't touch that dial.
You're listening to The Best of Investing with your host, Edward Brown. For more information, visit bestofinvesting.com. That's bestofinvesting.com. More in a moment on AM 1220 KDOW.
Hi, listeners. This is Edward Brown, your host. I had a 40-year-old listener sign up for a $500,000 life insurance policy guaranteed not to increase for the next 35 years at a cost of only $51 per month. Holy smokes, that's less than $2 per day guaranteed for 35 years. Imagine, this is probably the last life insurance policy this listener will ever need to buy because the premium is fixed for the next 35 years and it is from a well-known, highly rated company. For your free quote, call our toll-free number, 888-912-1190, and make sure to leave your name and ask for a free quote. I'll get right back to you. Hurry, as I suspect these rates will not last long. Again, call 888-912-1190 and ask you for your free life insurance quote.
This is Mark Hanf, co-host of The Best of Investing. Are you tired of the low yields that banks are paying on your savings or CDs? At Pacific Private Money, our clients have been earning annual rates of 8% and more. If you're looking for a secure way to boost the interest you earn using your savings or IRA, you owe it to yourself to visit our website at pacificmoneyfund.com or call us at 415-883-2150. That's pacificmoneyfund.com or call us 415-883-2150.
You're listening to The Best of Investing on AM 1220 KDOW. Once again, your host, Edward Brown.
Welcome back to The Best of Investing. Again, I'm Edward Brown, your host, along with Nam Phan of Pacific Private Money. And we didn't have a trivia question, but Nam, you want to finish up with the North Bay stuff?
Yeah. So, you know, from time to time, we talk about what's going on in the North Bay. And we mentioned this before, but, you know, a lot of the claims are still unsettled. So there's still a lot of housing or development or building that's going to take place, but these claims have to be settled first. And in a couple of shows, we'll have an appraiser who from the North Bay, who's president of the Appraisal Association for, I think, Northern California, who will touch on that.
Okay.
You know, it's always interesting to see what's going on up there, but at the last count, it was something like 66 or 60% of the claims still hadn't been settled.
Wow. Is it just the owners have not been able to come up with the evidence other than the house? I mean, I don't know.
Good question. I'm not sure if it's on the owner's side or if it's on the insurance side or a little bit of both. But with such a large number, I have to imagine it's something to do with the insurance company's side of it. But, you know, so we'll see certainly more claims settling, hopefully sooner than later, because, you know, I have to imagine we'd be up against the clock, too, the homeowners are, for the rebuild. Because fall's around the corner and then winter time.
The range,
so
yeah.
If they don't settle by a certain time, you know, the construction is going to be delayed.
Yeah, that's right. They're going to lose a whole season.
Right, potentially. Yeah. So that's still working its way out. And then not to mention all of the commercial structures. And I don't know what the stats on that are in terms of insurance claim settlement. So there's still a lot of housing stock that needs to be built on top of an already, you know, low housing stock in the North Bay.
You guys, I would think, would be quite busy then.
we'll start being more busy as the claims settle and as people start needing private capital to build, whether they're the actual homeowners who've hired a contracting crew or builders who are acquiring the lots.
Okay.
So we'll start seeing some of that.
All right. And then we, off the air, we were talking about Pacific Private Money has an additional website called Private Money Loans. Tell us about that.
Yeah. So privatemoneyloans.com is a domain that we own, as well as the website. It's a marketplace for investors. So trustee investors, if there are any listening, it's a great way to look at trustee opportunities. So on one side, we have the Pacific Private Money Fund, and then those loans that we don't sell in the fund or don't lend on and don't make it in the fund may be put on privatemoneyloans.com. So they're great loans as well, but they're opportunities for trustee investors to invest on a single property or have fractional ownership in a property or multiple properties. So go to privatemoneyloans.com if you're a trustee investor to register. It's free. And we'll be putting more and more inventory on there in the coming weeks and months. It's a great place to invest alongside investing in the fund.
Okay. And people can always, I know you said about doing presentations around the Bay Area, but your office is in Novato. So
right.
People can just call you and make an appointment?
Yeah, make an appointment, come in. We've had just a couple people this week who have listened to us on the radio and made appointments to come in. So happy to do that. Or, you know, even happy if you're in the South Bay, understand. You know, we're happy to talk to you over the phone. But a lot of times people want to meet us face-to-face. So I'm happy to meet people out in the market.
Or you have such a pretty face, no wonder they want to come meet you.
Right.
All right, any last comments before we cut to our thoughts for the day?
No, sir.
No, sir. Okay. So here's our thoughts for the day. Heaven on earth is a choice you must make, not a place you must find. I guess it's sort of like you kind of make your own heaven on earth,
yep.
Right? Yeah. And inner peace begins the moment you choose not to allow another person or event to control your emotions.
What's outer peace?
That's a good point. That's a good point. It's just the inner peace that we know about. All right. So again, for people who are interested in investing in with Pacific Private Money and earning right now about 7.5%, which by the way, there's liquidity in it. Is the people are they're not tied up, are they?
Right. So if you want to, well, there's a couple of requirements. So there's a 1-year hold or lockup.
Okay.
But beyond the 1 year, if you want to redeem, give us a call. And typically, it's a 2 to 4 week process.
That's 415-883-2150. All right. Tune in next week to The Best of Investing. We're going to be giving away more free prizes for answering trivia questions. Thanks for listening. On behalf of our team, I'm Edward Brown, wishing you the best of investing. So long.
You've been listening to The Best of Investing with Edward Brown. For more information on this program, call 888-912-1190. That's 888-912-1190 or visit bestofinvesting.com. And join us again next week for The Best of Investing on the Bay Area's Business Leader, AM 1220 KDLW.
This radio broadcast is in no way an offer to sell securities except where applicable in states where we are registered or where an exemption or exclusion from such registration exists. Information discussed during this broadcast, whether stock quotes, charts, articles, or any other statement or statements regarding market or other financial information is obtained from sources which we believe are reliable, but we do not warrant or guarantee the timeliness or accuracy of this information. Nothing in this broadcast should be interpreted to state or imply that past results are an indication of future performance. There are no warranties expressed or implied as to accuracy, completeness, or results obtained from this broadcast.